Hello, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another edition of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through your hard times. Today on the show, we have a special guest that we'd like to bring in so she can be able to share with her spiritual journey and her ministry. Miss Karen, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I am Karen Ann, and I'm very happy to be here. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I had a great day. How was yours?
It was wonderful. No complaints at all.
That's very good to hear. And welcome to the show. So Karen, why don't you give us a brief introduction about yourself and then tell us a little bit about your organization that you're sponsoring?
Sure. I would love to. I'm Karen Ann, as I stated. I'm a person that really enjoys life. I'm a person that is just gravitating to helping all people, all people. I've always been like that. And I believe it started with the type of parents that I was blessed to have. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. She was very involved in volunteering. During my summer months away from school, I would volunteer. So she just set the groundwork, and my dad as well. And I just enjoy it. And along with that, I enjoy dining out. I enjoy dancing, just anything to do with life and people. And I like to read as well. I'm fine with it.
So you mentioned briefly your upbringing. Where are you from and where did you grow up?
I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. And then I relocated to Maryland. And now I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay, good. Now, what about your spiritual journey? How has that shaped your life into the person that you are today?
Wow, it has really shaped my life. My spiritual journey, the basic of the premise was really knowing, developing a relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Even though I grew up in the church, I didn't have a relationship. My spirit was dead. And as I started to mature and go and visit different churches, it awakened my spirit, along with watching different TV evangelism. And that's what they will always say. You need to have a relationship with the Lord. It's not religion. It's a relationship. Right. And I've always been taught in going through this journey, He is a close God. He's not a far away God, and He mm-hmm. wants to be close to us, just like your best friend or your spouse or your significant other. So that started it. And as I grew closer, I've been taught to not only ask for God to bless me, but to use me to be a blessing to others.
Right.
And
okay.
I just am constantly built upon those foundations. Okay. But it starts right. with a relationship. That's where it starts. A true, close relationship. A lot of people get that mixed up because He's not a God that you just need to visit on Sunday. He mm-hmm. is an everyday God. And we need to teach our children that. We need to Absolutely. Teach our children that. When you're stuck in school and you're taking an exam or you're giving a speech and you don't know what to say, just whisper, God, help me. God, help me, because He's right there with you. And I don't think we teach that enough to them. They need to know His closeness. They really do.
So now tell me about a time that in your life that you had no idea what you were doing, where you were going. How has that changed?
Well, it was years and years ago. I went through a very hurtful situation, very deep and hurtful. And I was truly lost. But when I look back on it, I wasn't lost. I just was looking for hope in all the wrong places mm-hmm. and with all the wrong people. Because my belief was, the more people around, the more people can fix it. And that was such a totally wrong belief. And quite mm-hmm. frankly, you don't want people to fix it because it's not going to be fixed.
Exactly.
So that has, even though that moment was very hard and bitter and cruel. It has shaped me from today on. It really has, because I was in a place where I was very close to my parents. I was in a place where they could not fix it.
Right.
And I can only turn to the Lord. And the more I would hear different ministers say these things on TV, the more I would hear it in church, and the more that always came to me, you've got to make time for the Lord. And that's mm-hmm. true. You've
right.
got, and the more that I sat before him, the more the weights were coming off, the more that I could see, okay, your presence is really with me. I need to invite you. I need to allow myself to be close to you. I don't need to pick up the phone and tell somebody the same story 200 times. I just need to tell you. So that's how it has shaped me.
Okay, now, our spiritual disciplines are what really helps us in our walk with Christ. And there are many methods that you can come up with, like, you know, sitting in a room listening to the voice of God quietly. You can just memorize scripture. What are some of your disciplines, and then how often do you practice them?
I do it every day. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The War Room. Are you familiar
yes.
with that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do that every day. For those who aren't familiar, you should just watch it. But basically, it's spending time with Jesus. And I do it what's sufficient for me. What I do is, in the morning, I have what I call is a praise party. Mm-hmm. And I invite the Holy Spirit, I invite the Heavenly Father, I invite Jesus. And that's another thing that I've learned. You've got to invite them, because they're gentlemen. They just don't show up. You've got to invite them.
Right.
So we have a praise party. And that's one thing I do every day. I study. I don't read. I study the Word every day. And mm-hmm. if it's something that I'm not clear on, I look it up. Because this is the thing, I know a lot of people can quote scriptures. It is nothing wrong with that. However,
right.
I often wonder when a person is quoting, this is not a judgment, it's just a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really understand how to apply it? You have to learn to apply it. And it has to be real and personal to you. Because one thing I do know, when you need that particular scripture, it would be embedded in you.
Mm-hmm.
But just to walk around quoting, I don't do that. I want to know the theme. What is this book telling me? What is it telling me what I need to do in this year, in this moment, for my personal circumstance and situation?
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. And they're all during the day. I always say, Lord, today is just your day. I'm just going to say thank you. I'm just going to say thank you.
Hey, Karen, you and I and some of the others, we met through Christian Leaders Institute. And if I can just speak briefly on them for a minute. Christian Leaders Institute is a way to give you some good, sound ministry training at either free or very low cost. You know, they have all sorts of information, all sorts of classes that you can learn from, and you can receive degrees from it. Again, is at a very low cost. So for more information, you can visit them at christianleaders.org. Okay, now let's switch gears a little bit and tell us a little bit about your program, and then give us some insight on it and the intent behind it. And then how long has this been going on?
Sure, just to give you a little information, the name of the ministry is Growing in Grace, and what we do, we celebrate God's grace by sharing it with others. Celebrating God's grace by sharing it with others. It launched in September of last year through a book club. Then, after that, we started the Women's Bible Study that launched in January of this year. The goal is we have 12 facilitators, one for each month. And what we do is not the typical Bible study where you read, I read, you know, it's not that, because to me that's so boring. We read the book of beforehand and we discuss it in the times of today. For example, right now we're studying the book of Esther and we're saying, what does Esther mean? And we have come up with a lot of things. Esther means preparation, that sometimes just because we want to do something, we have to look at the fact we need to be prepared. Esther was very obedient. There are times that we have to sacrifice instead of hanging out or watching TV. If we want to complete an educational goal, we have to be obedient and move forward and do that. There are times we have to do it with fear. Even though God does not give us a spirit of fear, it doesn't mean that fear does not exist, because it does. So sometimes we have to do things, as Joyce Meyer says, with fear. You still have to do it. So that's how we discuss it. And then we see, how can our lives be relatable to Esther, or can we even relate to her, or do we want to be like her? So that's what we do.
Okay.
And
okay.
So far, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so far, it's been welcome. It's been received. It's been interactive. We are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it lets me know they know God, because what they post are encouraging things. They post scriptures. It is, we have one young lady by the name of Nyree. She is so transparent, and I invite you to go on that site and hear her testimony. She's very relatable. And so it lets me know that they want more of the Lord, but it also lets me know that we're not meeting them where they are. It lets me know that we're not being flexible and understanding how to reach them. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way they would know about the Lord if they did not love him like that. They love him and they crave for him, but they don't want to be judged. And quite frankly, they're right. Who does want to be judged? Exactly. None of us.
Okay, and that was going to lead into my next question that I have for you, as far as motivating that generation to come to church and to stay in church. So I did visit the Facebook site, and I was truly impressed by what I saw out there. Mm-hmm. It is very informative, and it's very, very spiritual based as well. So I was really impressed by what I saw. And you're right, mm-hmm. With this younger generation. It's just like us when we were younger too. People looked at mm-hmm. us a certain way, and when I go back to what you said earlier, if I couldn't memorize the 23rd Psalm when I was growing up, then something was wrong with me, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But it's not what we can recite, but it's what we can keep inside of us. And if we have the Lord's word inside of us, then we're supposed to be able to share that with everyone. And that's part of what Jesus told the disciples, to go out among the people and then make disciples of all these people all across this nation, all across the world. So, and that's very good. And Facebook is a good avenue to approach them as well, too. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. As a Christian, we all share similar desires of wanting to help others. How do you feel about that? And then in what ways do you go about helping others?
I do believe, my personal opinion, you should feed people. Because if somebody is standing out there, I'm not going to judge if they're hungry or not. I just know they're standing out there. So there are times I would buy them a sandwich, and there are times I would give them money. But what I also do, also let them know that God made you better than this. Also let them know that if you're able to stand out here, and I don't know how long you've been standing out here in the heat, because I've seen a particular individual like 85 degrees, 90 degrees and humid, then I am sure there is some type of employment that you can get. And I always tell them that this is not the life God created for you. So to answer your question, I help them monetarily speaking, I help them by feeding them, but also I help them spiritually. And it's like anything else. You don't have to beat anybody over the head, but gentle reminders. I do believe eventually that this person will come to the right conclusion.
Amen, amen. Because Jesus said, if you've done unto the least of them, you've done unto me. So what do you feel like in your ministry? What has been your greatest challenge so far?
Okay, my greatest challenge is, and I'm just working on this, with the Bible study, discussion, the facilitators I have now are outstanding. This one particular reverend, I don't think she understood, because this is not the type of discussion that, even though you may not be facilitating until June, that you just come on the line in June. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because we all need support. And the expectation is that even though you're not facilitating to June, that you still be on that line. And the reason being is A, support, and B, we all can learn from each other. Whether you've been doing ministry 10 days or 10 years, it's still something you can learn. And then 3, when you invite people on the line, you really need to be there with them for support. So that has been a challenge, but God is working with me with that, because it just seems like, I guess with other groups, that you just come on the line when it's your time. No, it's not like that here. Because then also another reason why that's an expectation, you never know what prayer requests we get.
That's right.
And the more people we have praying, once again, it goes back to more of the stronghold that is being broken up.
So, Karen, in our lives, we all set goals for ourselves or whatever it is that we're working on. Let's just say 3 to 5 years from now, what is your goal for this particular ministry?
My goal is, and I'm serious when I say this, I want it to be where everybody that's a part of it, including facilitators, including myself, all of us, that we can say, wow, with the grace of God, it has really impacted our lives. With the grace of God, it has impacted our families' lives. It has impacted our job. And I really mean that. Now, if God takes it over to Europe, that's fine. But for me, I really want to see changes in all of our lives. I really do. That's a goal that I truly want, and I'm very sincere with that, because I firmly believe whatever you're doing, if it is not bearing fruit, then it's something you need to examine. Just like going to church. If you're going to church all the time and your spirit has not changed and you cannot see growth from last year to this year, presently, that's an issue. Because that's the whole point. I mean, it's a church is a spiritual hospital. We all are sick. That's why we go.
Right.
And if the medication is not working that's being administered to you, you really need to look at that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. And that goes for me, too. I wanted to say, you know what? God was dealing me with this area, but since the outreach, I can see improvement in this area. And I want that for the whole group, all of us, every single person. And even if they're not a facilitator or a mentor or part of the outreach, I want that for the participants that take the time each Tuesday night to get on the line, that take the time from the millennial outreach, that take the time to get on the phone with us.
Okay, so do you have any last-minute thoughts or suggestions or ideas that you would like to pitch?
I would just like to add this, that I really, really, really am so grateful to everyone that's a part of it, because this is God's ministry. It is not Karen Ann's ministry. And I just want to thank everybody for their creativity, for their ideas, just working well together, because that's truly a blessing, because that does not always happen often. And God has really blessed all of us to come together for his good. And thus far, we've seen his glory manifest. And I'm very grateful to God about that. I am truly grateful.
So if anyone want to get a hold of you, or make contact with you or your organization, how can they go about getting the information for that? You have a website, a Facebook address, or anything like that?
Well, we're on Facebook. It is it's two pages. It's the Millennial Outreach Experience, and they can contact me directly, and I can provide the flyer to them, and that way they'll know which one to pick. My contact number is area code 313-212-9284. And also my email address is my name, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Anne with an E, A-N-N-E, Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T as in terrific, O-N at Gmail.
Well, there you have it. Karen, thank you for appearing on our show. We wish you nothing but good luck. God bless you in all that you do, and wish you nothing but success in growing your ministry.
Thank you, and God bless you, and thank you so much for taking the time, okay?
God bless you as well. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it. That's our show, and that was with the Millennial Experience Outreach Program with Karen Ann Anderson, and we thank her very much for appearing. If you would like to appear on our show, episodes like this, you can reach out to us at the number 55IVE minutes 1024 at gmail.com with some information or ideas or thoughts that we can have you on the show. We thank you all for tuning in. We bless you all. And as we all leave with our customary farewell, we pray that you all have a blessed week. One love, 5 minutes.